The thousand-strong mule train. The mule train came early in the forenoon. The rumble of hundreds of hooves could be heard for a long way. The cries of the boys who led them, six or eight at a time, the laughter and the calls of the drovers who walked along beside them swinging their sticks. In summer, clouds of dust rose and lingered long after they had passed, leaving a smell of leather and warm flesh. There were anything from 500 to 1,000 mules in the train, and they took an hour or more to pass on the rough track roads. The mules had panniers on their backs, and some carried fodder for their comrades. In cold weather, one mule would have dry firewood in his baskets so that the men could have a fire to sit around while they ate and perhaps heat up what they had brought with them. On the return journey, the men and the boys would ride on the mules. This was Guinevere in the 1600s and 1700s. What they carried was tin ore collected from the mines at Drannock, Herland, Rhylystian, the biggest and most extensive mining operation in Cornwall, and Rose Warren. All this ore from around Guinevere Parish was taken to Hale, to the smelters they had there, and to the wharves where the sailing ships lay. A lot of tin ore was exported.